Manila Press presents Mrs. England, written by Stacey Halls and read by Imogen Wilde. How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin, how neatly spreads his claws and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll. Fortis in arduis, strength in adversity. Norland Institute motto. The woods at night were far from silent. Nightjars and owls called their strange solos, and my boots crunched on the stones littered across the track. All around was the sound of water. Noisy little brooks and streams made their ceaseless descent to the river, bubbling, chattering, murmuring. The rain had stopped, and the moon peered out from behind her misty veil. I pulled my cloak more tightly at the neck, closing my shawl around my face. The way was easier without a lamp, which rendered everything beyond its range even darker. The glimpses of moon were guidance enough, and my eyes adjusted without difficulty. I left the mill yard and paused on the bridle way that passed the outbuildings, looking left to the moors and right towards town. I turned left, passing the mill pond, its surface smooth and glassy, like a mirror held up to the night. Pines climbed the hillside above the track, which wound like a ghostly ribbon along the valley, and I tried to remember how to reach the low, lonely cottage on the moor. I'd locked the children in the nursery. This time there would be no escapes. All being well, I could slip inside, unnoticed. If I returned after the master. No, I told myself. Don't think about it. Just keep walking. My legs carried me upwards, the crags looming like a spectre to my left. Ruby! A whisper, unmistakable. The shock almost tripped me. I froze, looking out at the slim trunks and black branches. I could hardly hear above the blood pounding in my ears. Seconds later, it came again. Ruby! Is that you? Chapter 1. London, August 1904. I took Georgina the usual way home, east through Kensington Gardens towards Hyde Park. She had fallen asleep with a fistful of daisies, and I pushed the pram along the bridle way, nodding at the other nurses. Her shoes nudged the end of the cushioned carriage. She would soon outgrow it, and I felt a distant stab of mourning for the baby she had been. She could sit up herself now, which she did on fine days, with the hood folded down. She loved to see the household cavalry with their piped uniforms and plumed hats, and ladies would put down their parasols to admire her. I crouched to retrieve a woolen bear lying on the sand beside a pram. The baby's nurse sat on a bench reading a novel and had not noticed. Behind her, a tangle of small boys tore about the grass, bashing one another with sticks. Oh, thank you, the nurse said as I passed her the bear. She took in my uniform, distinct from the other nurses, designed to set Norlanders apart from the rest. Beneath a smart brown cloak, I wore a fawn drill dress with a white cambric apron edged with lace. At my throat, a frothy cream tie completed the summer uniform. In winter, we wore light blue serge, and all year round we did our heavy work in pink galatea, cleaning the nursery and making up fires. I wish she went off like that, said the nurse. She nodded at the occupant of her pram, a slim, serious-looking child a little older than Georgina, who glared at me from beneath a white sun hat. How old? She's 17 months, I replied.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?